ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 27 28 सा सन्निवासं सुहृदां प्रापायामिव गच्छताम् विज्ञायेश्वरतन्त्राणां मायाविरचितं प्रभो। There is one Mahapayena Bhargavi, Krishna Mana Samaveshya, Vyadhuno Lingamatmana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, Devyani, the daughter of Shukracharya, understood that the materialistic association of husband, friends and relatives is like the association in a hotel full of tourists. The relationships of society, friendship and love are created by the Maya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exactly as in a dream. By the grace of Krishna, Devyani gave up her imaginary position in the material world. Completely fixing her mind upon Krishna, she achieved liberation from the gross and subtle bodies. Purport: one should be convinced that he is a spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Brahman, Krishna. But as somehow or other being entrapped by the material coverings of the gross and subtle bodies, consisting of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. One should know that the association of society, friendship, love, nationalism, religion, and so on are nothing but creations of Maya. One's only business is to become Krishna conscious and render service unto Krishna as extensively as possible for a living being. In this way, one is liberated from material bondage. By the grace of Krishna, Devyani attained this state through the instructions of her husband. Hare Krishna. So in this chapter titled King Yayati Achieves Liberation, Devyani, wife of King Yayati, by receiving instructions from her husband, or by grace, she also attains liberation. We have heard in the last few verses that what state of life they lived. It was totally a materialistic life, or in other words, a life of bondage, attachment. It's very difficult to give up attachment. And in the beginning, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we first time we hear all these words, attachment, detachment, surrender. So in the early, sometimes we think that what is it, you know? So one, in the congregation once one asked, Maharaj, how will I come to know that? What are my attachments? I mean, as if something, you know, if I come to know, then I can give it up. So of course Maharaj replied that, my dear friend, time will tell you. So attachments are like that. The more we think that we understood, the more we are not understood. It's very difficult to know. In the beginning we say that just surrender. What is the meaning of surrender? The more we spend time with devotees, the more we realize that how far we are from surrender. But here a woman, one sense, she is liberated. This is what she is speaking in that state of consciousness, that all these relationships are like a dream. Now in the purport, Prabhupada says, one should know that the association of society, friendship, love, nationalism, religion, if you go and tell a very staunch politician who is a Desh Premi, if you tell him this is all a dream, I'm sure he'll feel very offended. How will you know that you are in a dream? That is possible when you only come out of dream. When you are in the dream, everything is real. But when you come out of dream, you know that that was a dream. So here Devyani has come out of dream. So she just recollects things that, my God, that was a nightmare. This is what is the real consciousness. So one thing we may be wondering, that how is it in sometimes, you know, some of them, they just get some grace and one stroke, they are cut off all bondage. I mean, we would like, you know, we would be aspiring. Is it possible, or is it just go on and on and on? But does it happen sometimes? For example, when we go to Mayapur, sometimes we go to even Madai Samadhi Mandir. Why would anyone go to Madai Samadhi Mandir? We know what is Madai's past. What did Madai do? What to speak of was being a materialistic person. I mean, he was a hardcore sinful person. Everything you name sin, he has done it. But then the question is, what happened to him after he received mercy? After he received grace, his grace. Because it's impossible that, you know, anyone can give up unless there is grace. It is not by our tapasya or whatever intelligence we try to figure out, and unless there is grace. So Madai received that grace and he became a lover of God. And what was his state after that? So we go to this samadhi just with that hope, that look at him, such a crooked person, what mentality he had. So that means no excuse to anyone. No one can say that, well, I am very fallen, you know, I can't do this. So Madai's example is that anyone can do it. You receive mercy, you develop pure love for God. It is just a question about how you receive mercy. So there are several examples. Again, in Ramanujacharya's pastimes, this is again also very amazing. How is it that there was a time when there was a procession going on, the whole town was attracted to that procession, such a beautiful procession of the deities being taken out, beautiful decoration, Vedic mantras being chanted, all the brahmanas. And Ramanujacharya was astounded to see one person, young man, very muscular. He was just going around one young, beautiful lady. And he was holding an umbrella over her so that, you know, she is covered by it. Completely absorbed. And there is a procession going on where all the local villagers, everyone is attracted to the procession. But this man is attracted only to this young lady. So Ramanujacharya, go and call him. So he came. He said, what is that in this woman that you find so attractive? So he was very honest. He said, her eyes. It's so beautiful that I don't find anything more than her eyes. So Ramanujacharya said, suppose if I show you something more beautiful than that. Well, I don't think is there anything more beautiful than her eyes, because you've never seen anything more beautiful. So he said, yes, I would like to see it. Then you come tomorrow morning at this time to this place, this temple. So he followed his instruction. He came. So this Dhanurdhar, his name was. So when he entered the temple, the aarti was going on. And when the diya went in front of Lord's face, he saw Lord's eyes. And when he saw Lord's eyes, he felt that these eyes were far more beautiful than that woman's eyes. And now we may wonder, I mean, we say that Krishna is very attractive. This is also, you know, many times we hear, and right? We come to the temple and try to figure out. What is that which is more attractive? I have so many other things which is more attractive, no? When I see, is it really honestly I am attracted? So that attraction, the Lord's attraction, is not that by we seeing through these eyes we can see. Unless Krishna reveals, we cannot see it. So it was Ramanujacharya's grace, by his only grace, he just wanted to reveal to him Krishna's beauty. He saw it, he gave up. So this is how his life was transformed. Completely he gave up all his attachments. So it's not so easy. But well, if you receive grace, same thing during Prabhupada's time, of course, many times Prabhupada's followers, Prabhupada, how is it that, you know, we were so sinful and we are doing all those sinful activities and now we have some understanding about Radha Krishna's love. How is it possible, you know, such high spiritual, and where were we? So Prabhupada said, this is because I made that qualification. Of course, it's not that Prabhupada was speaking out of. Because he gave them connection to the parampara, the grace flowed, and through that grace, so they realized. So the point is, it is not so easy, but there are some cases where by just one instant, one stroke, a person can become detached. Something which is impossible otherwise. But it is possible, as we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. And so here it is said that all these type of relationships is like a dream. I mean, it's very difficult to fathom that, you know, how can it be a dream, you know. So in scriptures it is said that there are different levels of consciousness. So one is, it is said, it is Jagriti. Jagriti means like, you know, now we are all fully awake, one sense. Hopefully, fully awake. Fully awake means the body is active, the mind is also active. The mind is active. The mind is active means sitting here also chance. You may be thinking about something else. Because mind is very active. And the mind is so active that it makes the body also active. Even if you are sitting here, it is not possible to sit quiet. Is it possible? You always have to move your body. You cannot. Because the mind makes the body so. This is where you can think, we can see, we can interact, we can face. This is one consciousness. It's called Jagrat Avastha. He is Jagrat, fully awake. But then there is one more consciousness. It is called Sapna. Dream. Obviously, dream means you have to sleep. This body needs rest. So you sleep. When you sleep, you are not aware of the surroundings. Completely detached. Or in other words, you are totally forgetful of all your connections, isn't it? That time there is no connection. And it makes everyone same. Whether a king or an animal. Once he sleeps, he is same. He is in total ignorance. He has no connection, nothing, same. But even in that state, the mind is still active. And in the mind, takes you here and there, and that is called dream. But sometimes, the dream can be so active, that even in that state, it can make the body, physical body also active. I'm sure you experienced that also. Sometimes people have this habit of talking in sleep. Suddenly, loudly they talk. What to speak about talking? People can get up and start walking also. So this is also one level, but where the mind is very active. So it is one sense not a very proper type of rest, because the mind also needs rest. So real proper sleep is where there is no dream. So mind and body both get rest. If it is not proper, the next day morning you feel that there is something still wrong. I have not got proper rest. So there is one more level of consciousness. It's called Sushupti, where a person is completely asleep. He is body and mind. He is not different from a dead body, except only difference is in dead body, the Atma is not there, and here Atma is there. In that state, who wakes up that person? If you have to wake up, I'm not talking about the alarm clock. When we wake up, it is Paramatma who again brings our remembrance, isn't it? As soon as you wake up, then again we remember, oh, it takes sometimes time. But then, oh, I am so and so. I had to do this duty. I had to go there. This is my function. Everything the Lord. But that state, he has forgotten something. So this remembrance is coming from him. What to speak about going to sleep? Can you sleep on your own? Unless the Lord makes us forget or he puts it off, you cannot sleep. So in other words, every activity in our life, we are so much dependent on the Paramatma in the heart. And still, people say that, where is God? So this is some basic thing to be understood, that how all activities, what to speak about, is dependent. Yeah. So there is one more consciousness which is very developed. This is what we should all be aspiring. This is what is the success. This is what is the goal of human life. And that consciousness is called Samadhi. Now people think Samadhi means... No, Samadhi means a person is completely absorbed in remembering Krishna. All his activities are in remembrance of Krishna. He is completely detached from this bodily concept, all this earth, water, air, fire. And this is real awakening of the soul. And this is not dependent on the previous three things. Even if those previous Jagrat and this Avastha is there, it doesn't make any difference to this person. It is why it is said the person who is fully awake, it is very difficult for us to judge his behavior. He may sometimes laugh, or he sometimes, there is nothing not to be imitated. He is completely absorbed in that consciousness. He may be dancing, he may be crying. What to speak about sleeping? He may forget that he has not slept. Same thing is about eating. Why? Because he is detached from this body. This is that state of consciousness. That is what is called liberation. That is the state of consciousness. When a person fully awakens to that soul, the nature of the soul in relationship with Krishna. And that is what all these activities, what we talk about, is to realize that state of consciousness. But here we read that, how is it that, you know, Devyani, just by hearing, because she heard from her husband, husband was realized, he spoke, he gave her this analogy, she realized, and she also became liberated. So in this chapter, we understand the power of hearing, the power of association, and how the relationship of this world is said that it's like a dream. It's very difficult to accept it unless a person comes to that state, wakeful. Otherwise, we are all in a state of dreaming. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll just narrate one story to emphasize this point, that how powerful is power of hearing. So this is in Krishna Leela, 10th canto. It is said, one day, Krishna and Balaram, it was morning time, they went as usual in the pasture into the forest. And they had many pastimes, but we don't have time to talk on that. But what exactly happened little later, they came to the bank of Yamuna, and then all the gopas, they became very hungry. Actually, they were hungry, but actually they were also concerned about Krishna and Balaram, that Krishna and Balaram also had not taken anything since morning. So that day, they had skipped breakfast. So they went to Krishna and Balaram and told, this hunger is like a blazing fire. We are very hungry. Please do something to extinguish. What actually they meant was that if we don't pretend like this, Krishna will not get food. And when Krishna obviously will get food, because he's very concerned about his devotees. Devotees, he can't see devotees have suffering. So then there will be some arrangement for food. And then obviously they can give that food to him. So this is the nature of love. It is not that they had any selfish interest. So that time Krishna said, okay, you go nearby, there are some brahmanas, they are performing Angira Yajna. This is a Karma Kanda type of a sacrifice. And this time, it is very favorable for them to give some charity. So if you go and ask now, they will give. So both, all the gopas, instruction of Krishna and Balaram, they ran to this place. And this place was not an ordinary place. These brahmanas were not ordinary brahmanas. They were first class brahmanas, well versed in all the pujas, ucharas, very pure. And they were performing this yajna, and there are a lot of nice foodstuffs around. So these gopas went and offered their prostrated obeisances. And with folded hands, they said, oh, earthly demigods, this is what they expressed to the brahmanas. You are well versed in all the shastras. You are very pure. Your life is meant for the welfare of others. So please, Krishna and Balaram, they are hungry. They want some food. And you have very nice foodstuffs arranged here. And we know that this is very auspicious. At this time, what yajna you are performing, you can give it. They said all these things. And when they looked up at the brahmanas, there was no response at all. Why there was no response? They didn't even care. Because they were absorbed in their yajna. So these gopas were very disappointed. I think we came on behalf of Krishna and Balaram for food. How will they go back and say that, you know, we could not? It was their instruction. So they failed in fulfilling the instruction, and also the hunger still remains. So very disappointed, they went back to Krishna and Balaram and they said that, how can this be possible? We mentioned your name, but there was no response. How can, what is the use of all their yajna? That's what they said. The understanding is it should be doing it for Krishna. So that time Krishna smiled and laughed. He said, this will always happen. And first of all, it is not their fault. Krishna wanted to pacify them that it was not their fault. Because they were so much absorbed in their activities, they could not hear what you are saying. And not only that, he said that it is not good for you to see faults in them. See the instructions coming through in this lila. So when you see faults, the faults will influence you. So you get contaminated. So you see good rather than seeing fault. So this is what he told. But then he said, well, this is the nature when you go for begging. It's always possible that one person may give, one may not give. So he pacified them, it's all right. So what to do? So he said, there is one more option. You go to this place, these are the wives of this brahmana. These people are meditating on me, you know, he knew it. And they are absorbed in thinking about me. You go to them and ask. So now these gopas, they ran. And again, these brahmanis were not ordinary brahmanis. They are very wealthy brahmanis. They were well dressed with ornaments. They were sitting on the swing. And they were in their group. And same again, these gopas went and again offered their obeisances with folded hand. They said, we have come with a mission. Krishna and Balaram, they are hungry and they want food. Now, as soon as they heard Krishna and Balaram, they went into ecstasy. This is very amazing. How is it? Suddenly, how can they go into ecstasy? Their bodies started trembling. They started tears in their eyes. And they were choked. They became stunned, speechless. So these gopas were wondering, we went to the husband. They also were speechless. And we come here and these people also speechless. But Krishna said that they are very affectionate. So they had gone into trance. But very soon, they came out of trance. And as soon as they came out of trance, what they did immediately, all the foodstuffs which was there around, all golden pots, they filled up all the stops, all the different types of sabjis and the soups and many other sweet items. They covered it up and they carried it personally and they left the house. Just asking, where is Krishna? So we may wonder that how is it this change? The truth is, these Brahminis, they had never seen Krishna. They had never ever met him, what to speak about. And then, only thing what they had done is, they had just heard about him. And from whom they had heard? The Brijavasis who would come. And these Brijavasis, obviously very pure hearted, their love for Krishna. And they would describe Krishna's form. That Krishna's face, Krishna's hair, his eyes, his lips, his garlands, his garments, and his activities. How he would joke, all the things, how will he talk, and what type of activities he'd perform, how he would kill asuras. So all these things they had just heard, and several years had passed. But during this time, several years, they were constantly discussing among themselves about Krishna. Krishna's form, Krishna's activities among themselves, they're remembering, they're meditating, they're absorbed. And in that state, they had developed that feelings, that love. But they had never met him, they never seen him. But once when they heard in that state that Krishna and Balaram are hungry and they want, immediately they... So they wanted to express their love in their heart, which is there in the form of going and offering this bhoga. So this is the power of hearing from the right source. It is not that always it has to be in one stroke. The result of several years of sadhana is where that type of feelings arises in the heart. So when they were leaving, obviously this is against any social etiquette. The wives are just leaving and there is a sacrifice going at home. The husbands are, the wife should be there. But these people were fearless. They didn't even look back. They just went. Fearless. And the husbands and the sons and the brothers and the neighbors and all are there shouting at them. They're, how can you do that? How can you leave? The yajna is there. You have to be here. They could hear that. They knew that this is something... big risk they are taking. Once you go out, finish, you will never be accepted back. It's a very orthodox type of a Brahman community. But they just ran. In their heart, the only aspiration and the feeling was that today we are going to see Krishna face to face. So with that mood, they ran and entered the forest. They could see some signs that Krishna is somewhere near. And finally, when they came in front of him, what they had heard, they could see that same beautiful form of Krishna, Balaram and the gopas. So in that state, they completely went again into ecstasy. And in that trance, they closed their eyes. When they closed their eyes, they went deep in their heart. Inside their heart, they could see the same picture of Krishna. They closed their eyes and they saw that Krishna was there in the same form and you are showering mercy on them. And in that state, they opened their eyes. And they opened their eyes, they could see Krishna right in front. And when they closed their eyes again, they could see, when they closed their eyes, they could see inside him. So in this state of pure consciousness, they could relate their union with Krishna. This was the power of hearing. All other things, they completely became detached. And how does Krishna reciprocate in that state? When he sees that these ladies have left their house and come, so he says that, yes, I know that you have come because you have love for me. But then, this is not proper. you have taken marriage vows, you're all married, and it is not proper, it is not something socially acceptable that you are here with gopas in the forest and your husbands are there. So you should go back. So now these wives of Brahmanas, they were heartbroken. They said, we took the risk. We left. We were insulted. We were condemned. And now we came here and now you are saying you go back. So they are saying that how can a person who is blind and by some divine grace he gets a vision and you are saying that now again you become blind. I mean, this explanation they're giving, that how can, this is what is perfection, enough. We are not going back. How can a river which is flowing down towards the ocean, you are saying that the river should go back to the top of mountain? They are arguing with Krishna. And then Krishna gives them answer. Don't think that you can attain me by being close to me. It is not proximity that you will attain me. Wherever you are, if you are remembering, if you are performing the activities in the form of words, hearing his pastimes, I will always be there with you. But they said that that is okay, but who will accept us back now? When we go back, how are we going to face them? So Krishna says that you don't worry about it. By my influence, I will see that they are transformed. So with this assurance, the ladies, they come back. Now it is not so easy to come back, right? You go and you reach, and now you are saying that you go back to this type of relationship as it is said here. Devyani is saying that this is like a dream. And here it is saying, now you go back again to that type of relationship, materialistic relationship. All these friends, society, family members. But when they come back, their husbands are totally transformed. When they see their wives, they offer obeisances to their wives. So they curse themselves. They're saying, what is the use of all our Vedic knowledge and all our mantras and pujas and the way people are worshipping us and respecting us, all the fame. Hell with all these things. We have been foolish. The whole purpose of this was to see that we should have served Krishna. And when there was an opportunity, these gopas, they came and said, Krishna and Balaram are hungry, and we just ignored. How foolish we are. That's what they felt. So this is how bhakti is not something about what externally we can do. It is the mood, the sentiment. So it is said that men, by nature, their mind is very complicated. So these brahmanas, very complicated. So there are a lot of logic you need. There are a lot of doubts. You need philosophical understanding this. But it is said that women, by nature, are very simple and they easily accept. And for them to take shelter of Krishna becomes easy. So when they come back, of course, they are, what to speak about accepting them, they are completely worshipped by the husbands and they are regretting. So this is what is the power of hearing. When we hear all those things, perplexities, anxieties, all the contamination, conceptions in our life, it changes and it's like coming out of dream. So coming out of dream is, unless you come out of dream, then only know that what is a dream. We can't just say this. Otherwise, everything is real here. You know, the relationships are real. We feel the body is real. But then there is a scope to attain that level of consciousness, which is called samadhi. As its shastras, it is said, different level is a consciousness of liberation. A person becomes detached, but that doesn't mean that he had to leave his body. He is there within this body, but he is detached and is absorbed. So he tells them, you go back and this is your duty. You have taken vows. You have to assist your husbands in the yajna. Without your presence, the yajna will not be complete. And same time, you can still keep this connection. So there is a very wrong understanding. Many times we have sometimes complaints about, you know, sometimes the wives complain that my husband is not Krishna conscious, he is not very cooperative. So then the wife gives up the responsibility of, you know, taking care of the house and she runs to the temple. See, they did that. Who did that? The gopis did that. This is too premature or immature understanding, because here is an example where Krishna is saying that you go back and fulfill that responsibility, but same time in your heart, because your consciousness is constantly remembering, thinking, and that is a state of detachment, and same time you are acting, you are doing your activities, and so this is the consciousness which we say is the goal of life. And here Devyani is expressing that in association of her husband, and Prabhupada also saying in the purport that how these are all illusory in nature, which can be attained only by the grace of Krishna. Devyani attained this state through the instructions of her husband. So this is what Prabhupada left behind for all of us to develop our consciousness. This is what consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is not something external. Many times we become so absorbed in our services, in our activities, then we forget for what we are doing. But the purpose is that consciousness, that is what is the real substance. The form may be in a different way. The example given is cow's milk is available, that is very pure. But no one goes to drink cow's milk right there from the cow's udder. You need some utensil to carry it. So similarly, to carry it, we need some form. But the essence is consciousness, or attitude, or intention. This is what pleases Krishna. So there is a nice example about Prabhupada's own life. Prabhupada was totally absorbed in Vrindavan, one sense, at that ripe age. Who would leave Vrindavan? Why should anyone leave Vrindavan, especially so old he was? 69 years. Imagine. And then he leaves Vrindavan. Why did he leave Vrindavan? Because he wanted to fulfill his Guru Maharaj's desire. So it is pleasing the spiritual master's desire is more important than your own type of experience or feelings, what you are going through. So surrender means to go against your feelings. I like this, but my spiritual master wants to do this. So which is more higher than? Okay, his pleasure is more higher than my pleasure. Even if I am doing sadhana, I am doing this, I am reading, I am sloka, but he is not pleased. So he is not pleased means there is no grace. If there is no grace means there is no detachment. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. So vairagya and devotion and knowledge, they all come together when there is proper surrender. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So any type of questions, if there is time? No time, we'll stop here. Yeah, if there is any question, or we'll stop here, or any comments? Yes, Braj Bihari Prabhu, any on today's Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jay, Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Samasta Bhaktavrinda ki jay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.